AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump's Twitter feed goes silent.
President Donald Trump no longer has access to his favorite platform. Twitter banned Trump Friday, citing the risk of further incitement of violence. The move came 2 days after pro-Trump rioters invaded the U.S. Capitol in a siege that resulted in the deaths of 5 people, including a U.S. Capitol policeman. Twitter initially suspended Trump's account for 12 hours after he posted a video that repeated false claims about election fraud and praised the rioters at the Capitol. But Twitter had been under increasing pressure to take more action against Trump. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Twitter also permanently banned 2 Trump loyalists, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and attorney Sidney Powell, as part of a broader purge of accounts promoting the QAnon conspiracy theories. Other organizations have also acted. Snapchat locked President Trump's account indefinitely. Twitch, the live streaming site owned by Amazon, used by the Trump campaign to stream speeches, disabled Trump's account. E-commerce company Shopify shut down 2 online Trump memorabilia stores. President-elect Joe Biden staying out of the debate over the effort to impeach President Trump. AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Biden says everybody knows what he thinks of the president.
Not worthy to hold that office.
But he repeatedly refused to endorse growing Democratic calls for a second round of impeachment proceedings.
That's a decision for the Congress to make. I'm focused on my job.
While Biden agrees the president does need to go,
the quickest way that that will happen is us being sworn in on the 20th.
And the president says he will not attend. The first incumbent in more than 150 years to skip his successor's swearing in. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Alaska's Lisa Murkowski is the first Republican senator to demand President Trump's resignation in the wake of the attack on the Capitol. This is AP News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's worried about the possibly more contagious variant of the virus.
It's here and it's spreading. This infection rate is frightening. Spoken to global experts, UK experts, this is the Usain Bolt of infection rates.
Nationally, according to Johns Hopkins University, 368,000 people have died in the pandemic. Supporters of President Trump were seen on video harassing South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham at an airport, accusing him of being a traitor for blaming the president for the violence at the Capitol. Graham was flanked by police officers at the time. Graham has been one of Trump's most steadfast supporters, but he said this week he wouldn't support fellow Republican efforts to stall certification of Joe Biden's victory. On the Senate floor on Wednesday, Graham said, "Count me out of the effort," which failed. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.